we've been pushing now for a number of years for money for a feasibility study into restoring rail between Letterkenny and Derry, which is an identified recommendation in the All Islands Rail Strategy. So we were very hopeful when we got the nod that there was going to be some shared island funding coming the way of the Northwest for rail. Instead, what we got was rather disappointing. I mean, I should say, first of all, you know, any investment in rail is welcomed. Any money for rail in the Northwest is obviously a good thing. The amount of what we did get of the £74 million, €86 million, does raise a lot of questions. First of all, this is maintenance work in the north that Stormont is already committed to. That, you know, contracts have been swapped, the materials have been bought, and work is due to start in 6 months. So it's a bit strange that Dublin is coming in at the last minute and is picking up the tab for something that Stormont is itself already committed to, and which is basically maintenance work. And why that really matters is it's saving Stormont €86 million by the fact that Dublin is picking that tab up. So the question then is, well, what happens to that money that has now been saved in the north? Will it be ring-fenced and will it go to other rail projects in the northwest, in which case, fantastic. But if it doesn't, if all of that money or if even just some of it sort of evaporates off into Stormont's coffers, the problem is that then Dublin will effectively have triggered a reduction in real investment in the northwest.
In terms of the feasibility study that you were hoping to see approved on this occasion, how much money do you believe such a study would realistically take, and what do you want the scope of that study to be?
You can spend really as much as you want on a feasibility study. Portadown Armagh, a stretch of 10 miles of rail, they did a very basic feasibility study for about £50,000 a number of years ago, which got the boulder rolling on that project, and that's pushed that to the front of the queue. You'd probably want at least a good few hundred thousand. The Derry Portadown reopening, which is part of the Northwest Corridor along with Letterkenny to Derry, did a feasibility study 2 years ago, funded by London, and it had £500,000. But it's a really tiny fraction of what was committed to rail in this announcement last week. In total, like €230 million was put aside for rail, a large chunk of that in the north, not a penny for feasibility study into reopening Letterkenny to Derry by rail.
And is it your fear that that says something about the mindset of those making these decisions?
It really does. They can't claim they weren't aware of the need for Letterkenny to Derry. We've been pushing on this for 2 years now. The two councils in the northwest, Donegal County Council and Derry Strabane District Council, sent a physical delegation to the Oireachtas last year, where they sat down with ministers and made the case for, you know, Derry Portadown and Letterkenny to Derry, and the fact that a feasibility study was needed. So they can't claim that they didn't know that this is a piece of work which is essential. And the fact that so much money was put aside for rail, that so much of it is going towards maintenance in the north and to Belfast to Dublin Railway, which has had almost €1 billion now given to it in terms of new trains, greater frequency and electrification. The fact that in amongst all of that, they couldn't find a few hundred thousand euros to get the boulder rolling on Letterkenny to Derry Rail, it almost feels like a deliberate snub of rail in Donegal.